Good evening. This is 88 miles per hour on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford,
Massachusetts.
We are here. We are. It's Monday. I keep forgetting it's Monday. Today was like a Sunday for me.
I feel like I should be much farther along in the week.
Whew. Well, you know, at least we have tonight. We'll have some fun.
A lot of fun.
The first song we heard was by Charlie Bliss. They played in Vermont last night, and it was a sick show.
And guess who else played?
Who else played?
I don't know the name of your band. But
Pseudo Lost Dog played.
Check it out.
Yeah, and this, as always, is the Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast, our spooky vampire music. We got to think of some overrated, underrateds. I'm really running out of them as time goes on.
Well, I'll think of one. It's going to be an on-the-spot kind of okay. Video, but I'll get there.
It'll come to us.
It will.
All right, you got a song?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Let's go.
My feelings, ooh, 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 girl, I had enough. Just a story I was known in time, but I could die with you there in the sun. the tour, you fell down. You started throwing yourself, you started throwing yourself. Can you measure it? Can you measure the loss? Can you measure? Can you measure the loss? Can you measure? Can you measure the loss? Can you measure? Can you measure the loss? Pieces of time thrown from the bow. 5 years away, you never figured it out. When she closed the door, you fell down. You started throwing yourself, you started throwing yourself. Can you measure? Can you measure the loss?
The Separation by Ceremony. Before that, we heard Echo Arms by Mr. Twin Sister. Before that, SGL by Now Now. And before that, Girl by Donna Missile.
And I've got a little tidbit of information about Donna Missile.
Let's hear it.
She came and played at the Sinclair on Friday with Samia as her opener. Both artists, highly recommend you check them out. They're very talented vocalists and also just musicians in general. But Donna Missile is especially cool because she's actually 28 years old and is just now doing her first like headlining tour.
That's awesome.
So she's been in New York for a decade, like just on the grind, like trying to make it, and it's finally happening for her.
Wow.
So it's really exciting because she is an unbelievably talented singer. Like, I have not felt like that in a long time watching someone perform, which I wanted to note that in her recorded songs, like what you hear on Spotify, I don't think her vocals come through as much, which is why I don't think she's made it as big as she should be.
That's interesting.
Which I don't think I run into that very often. Like, I feel like usually recordings tend to be better because...
Right, because you can process all of it and you can fix...
But she was incredible live, and also just her stage presence too, which is such a big factor as well.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, very cool. And she performed, her brother was her guitar player. So they had like a whole thing going.
That's cute. Was it just two people or?
It was just, so it was her on vocals, her brother on guitar, and then they had a drummer.
Okay.
And then I think they had some backing tracks just to supplement the sound. But highly recommend. She's very good.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I think I had something else to note about her, but I'm not remembering right now, so we'll come back to that if I do.
All right. Any other shows coming up?
There's a show tomorrow, also at the Sinclair, Bronze Radio Return, and they're kind of like a indie folk happy band. They've been together since, well, for a really long time, but they've been releasing music since 2008. So they're pretty well established in the scene. and quote about them. They're the band you've probably heard, but probably never heard of.
I need to check it out. Maybe I'll recognize it.
They're just
it.
Like a very uplifting band. Like, you'll feel better after you listen to them.
That's good. We need that sometimes.
But, yeah, and I'm going to interview them, so maybe we'll have that up somewhere later on to check
That's
it out.
That's exciting. Yeah, it'll end up on WMFO.org yeah. or something.
Something cool like that.
Very awesome. All right, well, more songs while we desperately think of an overrated, underrated.
Well, I'm watching waves. flap their wings and fly. And I can still taste defeat on my
Yeah. Let's calm it right down.
Really changing the mood up right now. Now we dream apart. Now we dream apart. Oil and water. But I'm just content with the time I'll spend. Savor the taste of sugar. But all you want is milk. And Honey by Billy Martin. Before that, we heard Road for Justin by Garden Variety. Before that, Gloria by Mineral. And before that, Off on the Weekend by Sleepwalkers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda and I were having a chit chat while the music was playing, as we normally do. Wouldn't it be weird if we showed up and did our show and sat in absolute silence?
Oh, that would be really funny. That would
be weird. We don't do that though.
Don't worry.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about how, like, your tastes can change, like, month to month. And, like, I was saying how I've been listening to a lot of this kind of genre of music this month just because it's so peaceful. And I think I've been high anxiety. And so it's been nice to just have this quiet, soothing stuff in the background. But, like, for most of winter break and the beginning of the semester, I was, like, all about, like, alternative and like more upbeat, like indie rock and all kinds of jazz. Sorry, I'll let you
know. No,
why don't you comment and then I can continue.
No, keep going. It's great. I'm enjoying it. No, I just have thoughts in my head.
Exactly. And I just, yeah. But I was telling Emma that earlier, like in high school and stuff, I would go day to day, things would change, and one day I'd be listening to like a ton of classic rock, and then the next day I'd be like back in my indie shell. Like, I feel like now it's been long term, like months of just like, okay, we're just gonna listen to this genre for a while.
I wonder, this is the thought I had while you're describing. Well, I had a lot of different thoughts. My mind first was kind of like, I wonder what my like time period of, because I think I definitely changed too, but I think maybe, like, I wonder if your periods are becoming longer, like, as a more consistent, like, mm-hmm. are you figuring out what you like more? You know what I mean? Like, is it yeah. that kind of thing? Or just, I just find it fascinating. Yeah, that's all.
I don't really know. I think part of it is that I'm definitely better at reading my moods in terms of what I need to listen to.
Okay.
Because, like, I know what playlists I listen to when I'm really anxious about something, and I know what I go to when I need to be excited.
Get pumped up.
Like, which, like, surprisingly took me a really long time. Because, you know, you just have those moods where you're just like, I know I need something.
Right.
I have no idea where what it is and what it's going to be. And then it's so dissatisfying when you don't find it, too.
I completely understand. It's frustrating
it's
in
really
a way.
Frustrating.
Because in your head, you know exactly what you want, but sometimes it doesn't.
It's not.
No.
It doesn't come forward.
No.
But what have your cycles been like?
I think mine have, it definitely changes, but I think maybe more like year to year.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I don't think it's ever like totally drastically changed, mm-hmm. but I think for different periods in my life, I think depending on a lot of different factors, like, there's been some things that have been consistent over the years for sure, and definitely like genre trends, but I think there's a decent amount of music that maybe I listened to like in high school that, you know, I still like and like is still cool, but I can, you know, maybe leave some of it in the past or you know, doesn't always do it for me anymore. But I also think that it builds upon each other, you know, like
for
maybe
sure.
to get to some of the music I've been listening to now, I kind of had to go through some other types of bands or different genre, you know.
Right, 100%. No, and that's why it's weird too to go back to your like old iTunes account.
Oh,
because I still have it on my laptop.
Frightening times,
you know, pre Spotify, and it's really weird to see where I left off with my music taste. I've come a long way.
I know. I have a playlist from even like early college feel like there's some
for sure.
not to say like, wow, I listened to bad, it's not about that, but it's just sometimes I'm surprised like, oh, all right, maybe my taste has changed a little bit. But I think there's like a subset of which has like come and gone out of style in
definitely,
my world, but there's
yeah.
definitely like a solid foundation of like this stuff I will always like
love. Yeah.
And a certain genre that like I will always enjoy, but there's some other things that kind of, you know, come and go.
I feel like that's how it should be.
That's the cool thing about music though.
Yeah,
you know, and I don't know, I would like brand myself as like, oh, this is the type of music I like,
right.
but I always try to stay open-minded, and I often like will surprise myself with, hey, didn't in a million years think I would like something like that, but here we are
exactly.
listening to something new. And I think that's like the joy of music, being able to discover and find new stuff. One of my favorite things ever is like when you go to a show and you don't like know who the opener is. Let it all out wherever.
Just dying a little bit.
It's the season of the cough. But like when you go to a show and you've never heard the opener before and you don't really have any expectations, and then they're like so
they're
good.
Really good. That's my favorite.
I love that.
Well, this weekend though, I went to see Samia, not Donna Missel, which is the opposite, where I went,
you went for
the
opener. Yeah.
I had no idea who the main act was and then was blown away. So it's really just a win-win always.
Just gotta keep your keep your ears and your heart open. You never know, people. You just never know.
I feel like it's a good end.
All right.
Time for more music.
Time for more music then. That was Diver by Wunderbar. Amanda and I, well, we've been doing this radio show together for quite a while now.
Quite some time.
And we try to keep our PSA game strong. Well, we used to. We used to have silly bits for our PSAs, but as time has withered us, we've given up. But Amanda had a wonderful idea, a wonderfully silly idea when we were leaving the station. I think it was last week. That we are going to play a weird backtrack and try to sing a PSA. Not well. It's not going to be pleasant.
I picked a short PSA for us to start because this is a big idea and I want us to be able to do this.
Okay.
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to alternate sentences.
Okay.
I have a song. I'll announce it after. I don't want to give it away.
Okay, it'll be a secret song.
It's going to be an interesting one, I know for a fact.
I'm worried.
However, I haven't listened to this... I'll just say I haven't listened to this album in a while, so I'm not sure exactly which song this is, and I don't
know. I think that's kind of the point.
That's the point.
That we're supposed to be caught off guard by whatever strange music we're encountering.
But you get a buffer period, I guess, at least for me, just to hear it.
Okay, we'll give it maybe like 15,
sometime, just
20
some
seconds.
I'll
feel
start
it
when
out.
I feel it. But okay. I don't get more than 30.
You don't? Okay. Trying something new.
Are we ready?
As ready as we'll ever be.
Oh, wow. I'm not giving myself much. No, it's coming.
What?
Just let it happen.
I don't know how you sing along to this, Amanda.
Let me think about it. Be big brothers, big sisters, volunteer and rediscover the kid in you.
Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you.
They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and a personality with those of a little brother or a little sister, age 7-14.
That was a lot to follow. Is the song over?
We have another. It's followed up by this next one.
Oh. All right. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide.
You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month.
To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. All right, I think that went generally fine.
Honestly, best idea I've ever had, I think.
Generally like a 4 out of 10.
I think next time I'll definitely come prepared with songs I've listened to.
I think this is funny.
But this is funny. Well, just to provide for you to sing over it.
Yeah.
Just to,
you know.
Actually, no. Because I have...
No, it's great. Let it play.
Let it play. I have this giant playlist of film music that's 7.5 hours long, but it's like weird film music. So what we're listening to, we just
heard... sounds very...
The first song... Geez. The first song was
The Banana
by Anna Meredith, and this is from the film score 8th Grade, which is like a really eclectic film score. And then the second one was also the second track on the album, and it's Being Yourself, also by Anna Meredith.
Wow. I hope we did it justice.
We definitely embraced, actually, just I'm going to go on a tangent for a second. We've embraced the energy of this movie and the whole idea of it, because most of what they did on it was improv. Like, they were given a skeleton of the script, and then, like, teenagers were just filmed, like, interacting awkwardly, like, first impressions of each other.
Wow.
And that was the movie. There's a whole interview.
Wait, I want to watch
it. It's a really good movie. I would watch it with you. It made me very emotional because, like, flashbacks.
I'm sure.
But it was by Bo Burnham, who's, like, a comedic film guy. He's really good as well. So, anyways, lots of things to take out of that.
Amazing.
Come back next week with more info.
Wow, thanks for unwrapping that bad boy for us. All right, well, it's... 8:55. You've been listening to 88 miles per hour on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5. We'll be here again next Monday at 8 p.m. Thanks for listening and putting up with our we have to entertain ourselves at some point.
We truly
do. Anyways, Amanda, do you have a last song for us as a Shelby?
I do indeed.
All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We can stumble in and out of love. I can never seem to call it fun. But I'll try, try, try. I'll try, try, try. I'll try to make it all right.
So I'll try, try, try.